very windy. We're going to hear from Eric Berry next. Let's go to Eric Berry.
Way out to practice. But same old, same old.
For you, what went into your decision to work at home? Well, back and forth. What did you consider being the choice?
Just being away from the game a little bit and just focusing more on just training smarter. You know, a lot of times you try to go as, like, too hard sometimes. I'm not saying that's the case here. There were certain things that I just wanted to get away from the game and reflect on what I need to work on and be around my family. I was actually at home for the most part, but just be around my family. So just a recharge, you know, just seeing my parents, seeing my brothers, seeing my fam. Like, it's always, I don't know, it's always good to be around them, good vibes and stuff like that, because I know I'm not going to see them like that during the season. So might as well get that good quality time while I can. It was a little bit, it was a little different because I knew I was going to come to minicamp and I know I'm going to training camp this year. So I didn't stretch it out as much. I knew what I kind of sectioned everything up and packaged it up in a certain way. But as far as the intensity and the drive, I wouldn't say it was different. It was just a little bit more targeted, I guess you could say.
Eric, did you catch on to the social media thing seeing you in Knoxville?
No, sir.
Did you hear about the social media thing seeing you in Knoxville buying the food for the homeless people and praying with them? Can you just describe what that situation was or the type of thing you like to do?
I've been doing this since I was in college, you know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing new, but that's just something I just learned from my parents. They always talk about how blessed you are and always taking other people in consideration. And that's just it, like, not always thinking about yourself, you know, trying to do something for somebody else before you put somebody else before you, you know, and that's just something I always done. So
did you go to that, like, to do that?
I actually had another event there and in Knoxville, and I just happened to see them, just asked them if they was hungry, and if they wanted something to eat. I asked them what they wanted, got it, brought it back, and one of the guys asked me to pray for him, so I just prayed for him.
Eric, you said you've done this before. How many times do you get to the ballpark?
I don't know. I just do it. Like, actually, Dan Sorensen Stone, we come with quotes every week or so often or whatever, and he was like, don't hesitate to do a good deed. So if you feel like doing a good deed, like, don't second guess it. Just go ahead and do it. So sometimes I just feel like doing a good deed and I just do it. I don't think about it twice and that's it.
Would you rather, if you had your druthers, would you rather do those deeds in private, not have them on social media?
Yeah, I ain't really expect, I don't do it for the attention. I don't do none of this for the attention. I do it to better myself and just give back. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you should do it for. I mean, if somebody looks at it and is like, hey, maybe I should help feed a homeless person today or something like that, it's cool, but I ain't doing it for the attention. I just do it because I just feel like that's what you're supposed to do when you got a chance.
A couple more guys.
Eric, given what you went through the last couple of lost seasons, I mean, two seasons ago, trying to get over your treatment for cancer and then trying to prove you could come back last year, can you talk about the importance of having some time off and then be able to recharge?
I think everybody needs time off. Sometimes you just get caught up into the grind and just never really get a chance to step away from whatever it is. It don't just have to be sports, but if you go ahead and just take a step back and look at the game from a different point of view, you can kind of see where you need to correct it and see where you need to fix things and see what you can change, mainly about yourself. So I think that was the biggest time. Like, I ain't have this offseason to focus on battling cancer or seeing if I could play the game or nothing like that. I know what I can do. I trust my skills. I trust my teammates. It's about putting that time and effort towards my craft.
Do you have a conversation with Reed or Dorsey about that? About being gone beforehand? Do you let him know beforehand that I could be there?
Talked about it.
Okay. Last two, Torres and OBJ.
When you, Alex said good naturedly that way, when you guys came back, was it like it's a little bit more spirited, a little bit more chirping?
A little bit, yeah.
You buy that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, man. I mean, that's just what we do. Like, we're on the same team, but it's like having a house full of brothers. Like, y'all gonna fight inside the house. Y'all gonna wrestle. Y'all gonna argue. Y'all gonna talk smack. But as soon as somebody else from another neighborhood or somebody up the street come and try y'all, we together. You know, we make each other stronger while we inside these buildings. It's always good. It's always good.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. So that was star defensive safety Eric Berry here on the Day Chef Live.